What is your legacy? What are people going to say when you leave this realm? What are they going to say? You ever wonder about that? I do every now and then. I try to focus on it, but you know, at your funeral, what will people say about you? My mother always said, yeah, well, what do you say at my funeral? How come you're not saying it when I'm alive? What do we want, though? Is it fortune? Nah. You might think so, but that's not it. Is it fame? Nah. What do you want to be remembered for? There's a survey that was done. It said creativity. What is that? 79% of all Americans consider themselves as creative people. Is it writing? Is it painting? Is it sculpting? What is creativity? We have Susan and Chad Chance with us. They have started a foundation called Friends of Vail Foundation. And Vail, V-A-I-L, is the name of their daughter. A little 9-year-old girl who passed away from a heart problem suddenly in 2016, and she liked to write. It's a beautiful story, and Susan and Chad are both on with us now. Susan and Chad Chance, hey, good morning. Welcome to your morning wake up.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Your daughter, Vail, was at 9 years old. She was already loving to write. That was her sort of her creative outlet, huh?
Yes, that is correct. She had told us she wanted to be an author when she grew up, and that was at the age of 9.
Wow. Yeah, I think I read that. Was it the day she passed away she said she wanted to be an author when she grows up?
Yep, it was the evening before she passed away in her sleep that night, yes. She, walking up from the barn from her horse riding lesson, she told me, Mama, I want to be an author when I grow up.
Well, first of all, my condolences. What it would be to, I have 6 children and any of them, I can't imagine what it'd be like to lose it. So when she said that to you, Mom, I want to be an author when I grow up, what was your first thought?
Well, she was one of those kids that, you know, her imagination was, you know, always full throttle. So I guess it didn't totally surprise me, but at the moment I think I was thinking, well, you're 9. You know, if you can dream it, you can do it. But it just seems a little bit premature in your life to make that decision. But she had obviously been thinking about it.
I used to write stories all the time when I was that young. And they were, you know, one pagers, little short ones. My mother kept them. And they're funny to look at now. But did she write a lot?
She did. In fact, her first grade teacher, so when she was 6 years old, 6 and 7, her first grade teacher saw a talent in her, and she encouraged her writing, and she encouraged all the kids in her class to make little books, cover pages and title pages, and date them. But she saw a special gift in Vail, and so she really encouraged her writing, and it just kicked it off. And Vail loved to read also, so she was a sponge for information, and so she had a very large vocabulary and a very big imagination.
Wonderful. All right. So turn this into, you know, you have grief, you have heartbreak. It can make you or break you. We hear that all the time. But as a parent, when you take that energy, you get, yes, you have to have the grieving process. And when that can turn into a bigger thing, this is Vail's legacy. We're going to get into the Friends of Vail Foundation here in a minute, but for the average person who doesn't think they're creative, what do you say to them?
Just follow your heart. You know, most of us have that ability to either draw or build or, you know, make things, and your mind, you know, creates it before your hands ever get started with it. And so we believe, both Susan and I both believe that, anyone can be creative.
What is the best way to discover that, to explore that? I mean, well, I think what is creativity, really? Does it have to be painting? Does it have to be writing? Does it have to be songs? I think someone who makes a brick wall in a certain way, they're creating, right?
Absolutely. Architects are creative, you know, and then the masons that built that stone wall are creative. They all have their own special touch on it.
Yeah. I think if that's probably the essence of it. If you, whatever it is you're doing, whether you're a mechanic, for crying out loud, and you have a nuanced thing that you can see that a lot of other people don't, and you get in there That's creative. That's the process. That's the creative thing. What's the best way about legacy, though? What's the best way to leave a legacy? Because we're all gonna make the trip, as my dad used to say.
You know, I think for me personally, it's just whatever your chosen endeavor that you spend every day being the best that you can be at your craft and just work on it your entire lifetime. You know, whether it's your professional career, whether it's your being a great dad, being a great friend, being a great husband, whatever those things you pour your heart and soul into, that just work on that craft every single day. And I think, you know, like you said, when that day comes, I think your friends in your family and your inner circle will talk about your legacy, about someone who poured their heart and soul and passion into the things that they loved and the people that they loved.
Before we get into Friends of Vail Foundation and what that is and what that does, would you that's her legacy. You would consider that her legacy, or are her stories her legacy?
I think Vail left a lot of different, I don't know if you call it legacies, but, you know, her heart was, she had a very unusual heart. She had the heart of Christ, and she was so kind to every child. She was the smartest kid in her class as far as grades, but she never made anyone feel like they weren't as smart as her. And she left us with a letter the week she passed away called A Good Friend. And I really feel like that was her legacy, because it was the last thing she wrote. And she talked about how when a child comes to your school and they're new, that you should invite them to sit with you. And if someone's having a bad day, you pay them a compliment, and, you know, it makes them feel better about themselves. And I feel like that's more of her legacy than, you know, even all of her stories, was just her heart and the love that she shared for everyone around her, not just the popular kids, not just the smart kids, but with every kid, because they've come back to us and said, you know, she was just kind to everyone. So I feel like that was her legacy.
So, Susan and Chad, what is your legacy individually and together?
I think individually, like I said a minute ago, I've retired from a profession. I was a blacksmith, a horseshoer, for almost 40 years, and
wow.
I really worked my entire career trying to, you know, perfect that craft and be the best person I could be. And now I travel around and do clinics. I speak to people all the time, and I try to be a great ambassador for the horseshoeing trait. And I really believe that we were one of the first, professions around early on. You see the blacksmith shop in the middle of the town, and everybody, you know, with no hoof, no horse, you know, and when years ago, and that was the mode of transportation, we were the most popular people in the town, right? So I've traveled the all parts of the world, really, and have friends all over the world in that industry, and I really, you know, hope my legacy there is just, you know, a guy who really poured his heart and soul into what he believed. He believed in the horse. He believes in people. And, you know, and I believe, you know, first and foremost, I believe I'm a Christian, so I believe in Jesus. And I really think that people that are around me very, very close, they know where my heart is, and that I'm an impact player in their life in some form or fashion.
Chad, I think we've met. I bet we've met. Have you ever been to the Midwest Horse Fair in Madison, Wisconsin, the Great Midwest Horse Fair?
I'm going on Friday morning. It's this coming weekend. I've competed there, and I was there for years. Yes, sir.
Yep. I used to cover that, and I used to go there every year, and I interviewed the blacksmith people, several of them, you know, the contestants. Mm-hmm. I bet I've talked to you, because that's interesting to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, not to get off the whole subject, but they bring these horseshoes out, these things out, and they bang, bang, and you got so many seconds or minutes to create out of nothing a horseshoe. It's amazing to watch. So there you go. Susan and Chad Chance. Tell me about Friends of Vail Foundation.
Well, the Friends of Vail was formed shortly after Vail passed away, and we both realized the importance of continuing her legacy, her impact on people. And so we formed the foundation, and our mission is to inspire learning, first of all. So we hand out a lot of scholarships and educational awards. In fact, I just added it up. I think we've given out almost $140,000 in scholarship money to kids. The second part of our mission is to strengthen community, and we have a benefit that brings us together with our community. We do a lot of community projects, just about strengthening our friendships and our love for each other, and then to demonstrate the power of the gospel of Christ. And we share our hope in seeing Bale again and our faith with anyone that, that wants to hear about it, because we know where she is, we know what she believes, and you know, it's our job to spread the gospel and point others to Christ as well.
So well, you can,
we do a lot of things through our school and our church and a lot of projects.
Friends of Vail, and Vail is V-A-I-L, friendsofvail.com. You can see the whole thing there. I'm just looking at it. You got, are these books that she wrote, Fishing for Trouble, Vail's Tales?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We have 4 books published, 9 stories total. So they're available through the website or Amazon and Walmart.com. So you can actually read her stories, but they have her actual handwriting in them, which make them very unique.
Beautiful. That's Vail's legacy. And what is your legacy? Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to do this segment today to bring that up. We all are going to leave something here, a memory of us, our legacy. But we rarely think about what that is. We get so tied up in, well, the Donald Trump jury trial and the selection is today. And, well, we got to get our taxes in. And are there, you know, and we forget about those things come and go. They do, even though historic as they may be. But you know what lives on is your legacy, and we all have one, and we're all here for a purpose. So find that purpose and dig it. All right. Susan and Chad Chance, you guys are amazing. Hey, Chad, go get them. Make good horseshoes today, or this it's a Midwest Horse Fair. All right.
Yeah, it's this weekend, so WCV. Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you.
All right, have a great time. All right. And we'll move on. It's your morning wake-up. Mike Austin here on 1320 WILS.